title given to Joseph is righteous, just, tzedek, or dikaios, tzedek. That means that he honored with all his heart, always, and perfectly, the truth of every relationship in his life. First, God. Then Mary. Then when he was born, Jesus, his Lord. Now what does that mean to be righteous? How does that work out? See, here is the perfect, all that Jesus first absorbed of manhood in his human nature, he absorbed from Joseph. And Joseph, what kind of a man was he? See, we don't know, except he's righteous, and we know what he did. He obeyed the angel and took Mary into his home. He obeyed the angel, came back from Egypt. All we know about him is that he obeyed, just like Abraham. You see, the two readings that we have today are about Abraham and David, right? You remember how the Gospel of Matthew begins? The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. And now that sonship, David, Abraham, is mediated to him on the human daily, everyday life, and the life and the level of family through Joseph, who himself is son of David, son of Abraham. Now, there are places in his life where we can see this. One is right here. Mary told Joseph she was pregnant, for sure. Can you imagine two young people serving God with all their heart and soul and loving each other, and she wouldn't say, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. I mean, so he knew this. There's a great tradition in the church that when she told him this, he was filled with awe. He knew this woman. He knew that she had not been unfaithful to God or to him. He knew that. He was in awe. St. Bernard says he had the same kind of awe, or more, that Peter had when there was this great catch of fish. And he just said, Lord, don't, you know, leave me, Lord. I'm a sinner. Joseph was overwhelmed with this and decided to put her away quietly. Whatever this is that God is doing, may he be praised. The pain of it, though, is he going to be mocked? Who is going to look after Mary? But he did it. He was righteous. That night, or soon after that, we don't know how many days or weeks he lived with this, but he's a righteous man. That means he lives by faith. That means, you see, his whole spirit has been transformed by the Holy Spirit. And so he waits. And the angel says something very interesting to him, because you see what's it's like to Peter. This is beyond me. You know, Mary didn't just say, I'm pregnant. She said, I'm sure. This is how it came about. An angel came to me. God asked me to be the mother of his son, who is the son of David. When the angel came and greeted me, he said, "Rejoice, most favored one." He spoke to me as though I were Israel. Zechariah, rejoice. Zephaniah, rejoice, because your king is coming. Your king is in your midst. And so, when the angel came, what he said was, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife into your home." And that liberated him. Now he knows how to honor the truth of every relationship. Now he knows. This man, who for almost two millennia was kind of, St. Joseph, and then John the 23rd made him put his name in the canon of the Mass, and declared him, I guess he was already declared, patron of the whole church. As Joanne just mentioned to me, remember, right now, when the church is coming under attack, who is its patron? Who honors the truth of that relationship? And so, when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Now, when we look at righteousness, the just man, you see, let's try to get, as we pray today, particularly the men, what does this mean to be a just man? It means to let the Holy Spirit institute within you a continual, abiding conversation with God the Father, so that you learn what being a father means. And it means this conversation is one of obedience. Remember how the centurion said, "Look, I know about authority. I'm under authority myself, and I have people under authority to me." And so this is an obedient man. So Jesus was pleased to obey him, because he knew he was obeying his Father. And it was this continual conversation, interior conversation, looking to God the Father all the time. That's what makes somebody righteous. Obedient. Righteous. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So here is this man, the son of Abraham, the son of David, righteous. There's nothing greater you could say about anybody, that they're tzedek, that they're righteous.